You're listening to EPN.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are visiting with Misha Granado, the founder and principal consultant for Love Grows, the Relationship Consultants. She has over 10 years of counseling experience with all relationship dynamics, such as dating, married, parents slash children, women empowerment, and much more. Misha, a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for the invitation, Eric. It is a pleasure.
Ours as well, and a topic that needs to be talked about because it does affect our businesses. And first of all, talking about your business, what is Love Grows?
Yes, Love Grows is a boutique consulting firm, and we specialize in honoring, strengthening, and empowering your relationships. And we facilitate this a couple of ways, Eric, through counseling, individual, couple, family counseling, through lectures and public speaking engagements. We also do this by through our editorials, writing blogs and being a guest editor, a guest contributor to other periodicals. And then we also do this with our interactive group workshops. And we provide these services for couples, singles, adolescent girls, young women, mothers and daughters, some of the relationship dynamics that you mentioned. These sessions provide tools and activities to grow love in all of your relationships, because we approach love like a garden, and you have to constantly, consistently nurture it to have the best harvest. So if there's any farmers or any people who work with the land, they know that you have to pay attention to it and you have to water it and make sure that there's plenty of sun. And that's the same thing with our relationships. We can't just, you know, sometimes people want to just get in a relationship. I have a boyfriend, a girlfriend, I'm married, wife, husband, and then they don't want to put any more effort into it. But at Love Grows, we believe you have to consistently nurture your relationships. And we do that a couple of ways. So we'll talk about that a little bit more, Eric.
Yeah, I'm sure. Now, looking at the creation of your company, what was going on, or what did it take, or where did the inspiration come when you decided to create your company?
Well, throughout my career, I was also a professor at a university. And so just through my teaching experience with my students, and then also being a counselor, I was exposed to the different experiences my clients and students were having, which oftentimes included heartache, difficulties from their various relationships, which was due to a lack of communication, undeveloped self-esteem and self-worth, inappropriate conflict resolution skills, lack of standards and boundaries, all contributed to their unhealthy relationships that they were experiencing. So as a result, Love Grows, the Relationship Consultants, was created because I wanted to teach people a different way, that love and relationships do not have to consist of strife and struggle and heartache. But first, you must shift your perspective and begin to heal your own wounds. And that's where Love Grows starts. We begin with the self, where you are, because you are the common denominator in all of your relationships.
Now, what is Love Grows' approach to love and relationships?
Our approach is that you have to start with yourself. You have to start with yourself because in order to know love, you have to grow love. Love must first dwell within. And in order to do that, as mentioned previously, you have to heal your wounds. And a lot of us don't know that we're wounded. You know, we kind of stuff. We stuff it deep into our gallbladder. We stuff it deep. And then what happens is if we don't heal these wounds, there's some kind of way going through life that there's triggers. Something touches it, and then it comes back to the surface, and we don't know why. So our approach to love and relationships, that Love Grows, is we have to start by healing our wounds. Those wounds can be from childhood. They can be from your previous relationship that you may not have healed from. It could be from beliefs that you have in your mind that were that were planted there from some other place, maybe from something your mom said when you were a kid, or something someone said to you in passing and you really took it to heart and it hurt your feelings. So that is what our approach is. We start with you because you are the common denominator in all of your relationships. And in order to know love, we need to start healing our wounds first.
Makes a lot of sense. Today we're joined by Misha Granato, the founder and principal consultant for Love Grows, the relationship consultants here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Misha, in your opinion, what is one way people can decrease the level of misunderstandings in the relationships?
Now, this is an excellent question, Eric. The first thing that I teach my clients to do whenever their feelings are hurt, but when they feel angry, is to ask themselves this question, Eric. Do I think this person is intentionally trying to hurt me? Now, this is a question that we ask regardless of the relationship dynamics, husband, wife, children, coworkers, friends. Whenever we're hurt, angry, any of those things, stop and ask yourself, do I think this person is intentionally trying to hurt me? And then depending on your answer, there's some more steps to take. If you say yes, then the next question you need to ask yourself is, why are you involved with someone that you feel will intentionally hurt your feelings? That's a different session we need to have as far as setting up your boundaries, your expectations, and why you think you deserve to be in a relationship like that. If your answer is no, I do not think this person is intentionally trying to hurt me, then you know that there's some level of miscommunication some kind of way. And I like to use the format when we're communicating with each other to try to understand what that misunderstanding is to use the format, when you did or said X, I felt Y because Z. And by using that sentence structure, we eliminate all the other hoo-ha, that scientific word, hoo-ha, out of the equation, and that other person listening knows exactly what you're speaking about. And so that is one of the first things that we can do. Is this person intentionally trying to hurt me? Yes. We need to do some more work on self about your boundaries. No. Okay, let me structure this sentence differently so we can try to get to the root of the issue here.
What is the first step you recommend to people in order to create amazing and healthy relationships?
Well, there's two parts, so I guess a 1A and 1B. So 1A is to know that love does not hurt. If you're in a relationship, whether it's family, friends, romantic, business, love does not hurt. Relationships should not hurt. That's the first thing. The second thing is back to those wounds. We need to take the time to heal your wounds. When you heal your wounds, you become whole and complete. And you no longer go through life looking for someone else to fix or heal or save you. That then allows you to love freely and to be able to receive love in return. So those are the first ones. One, to know that love doesn't hurt. And two is that we need to heal our wounds so we can receive love and give love.
Misha, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Love Grows and be in contact with you online.
Sure. Please visit the website, which is just lovegrows.us, so Love Grows Us or Love Grows United States, either or, so lovegrows.us. And then we're also on Facebook, which is really great because we provide daily love tips and tools, things that you can actually apply into your life now to help start to shift the way that you see your life and your relationships and love. And our page there is facebook.com/lovegrows.us. And visiting either of those pages, you'll find more information about our blog. We're also featured on myhoustonwedding.com under the premarital website. All of that, again, can be found on our website, lovegrows.us, or on our Facebook page, facebook.com/lovegrows.us.
Misha, what can you leave with our listeners in form of a tip in conclusion?
One of our pillars in Love Grows is, in order to know love, you must grow love. Love must first dwell within. You have to love self before you can love anyone else fully and allow yourself to receive love in return.
She is Misha Granato, the founder and principal consultant for Love Grows, the relationship consultants. She has over 10 years counseling experience with all relationship dynamics such as dating, married, parents / children, women empowerment, and much more. And the website, once again, of reference is lovegrows.us. Misha, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
You're very welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.